Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Treating oral cancer usually involves surgery, which is not easy for the patient. Now, a group of scientists at the Southern Alberta Cancer Research Institute are experimenting with a promising alternative. With funding from Alberta Innovates Health Solutions, they're hitching tumor-suppressing genes to viruses that kill cancer cells. Dr. Carl Riabovol is a cancer biology researcher and professor at the University of Calgary.
We tend to try and use viruses that aren't terribly complex, but that you can also manage to put in extra genetic material into them. So they have their usual genes that allow them to replicate. We fiddle with them so they don't replicate too much, so they're not too dangerous. But we also put in some of these tumor suppressive genes, these genes that will either stop cells from growing or ask them to commit suicide. So if the cancer cell decides to kill itself, that's good, and overexpressing some of these tumor-suppressing genes can do that.
Dr. Riabovol says the group is working on a salve or paste which would deliver the tumor-suppressing treatment through the skin. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates Health Solutions. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.